Thank you, Chair. Last year, the United States proudly committed over $17 billion in global humanitarian assistance, including to UNHCR. As we tally the total from this year, we remain the largest humanitarian donor, as well as a leader in forging solutions for refugees, including through resettlement. Despite this unwavering commitment and our hard work over the decades, in partnership with all of you, we must acknowledge that the humanitarian system as we know it is failing to keep pace with the problems refugees and other forcibly displaced persons are facing. As the gap between UNHCR's budget appeal and available funding widens, UNHCR will need to prioritize in a very transparent way to help donors and other stakeholders work through difficult decisions. This challenge calls for creativity and innovation and opens the possibility for new ways of working, including a renewed focus on solutions. In this regard, we appreciate UNHCR's range of new partnerships it has built over the last few years and encourage the agency to continue on this path. This does not mean we want UNHCR to become a development actor, but rather to stick to its core mandate while inviting others, such as potential employers and investors, to exercise their significant added value on economic inclusion of refugees. We are excited to see a growing role for the private sector in addressing humanitarian needs and appreciate UNHCR's focused work in this area, both as a source of private giving and, importantly, an actor in refugee spaces providing investment, employment, and support. We increasingly believe that public-private partnerships in humanitarian work is one of the most important ways to grow both the resource pie and dignified solutions for people. We take note of UNHCR's innovation funding and look forward to following this piece of your work. We also appreciate the work UNHCR has done on modernizing its business systems and would appreciate learning more about the resulting savings and efficiency gains. As the ACABQ noted, this should be systematically included in future budget submissions. With regard to Compass, we have looked forward to its implementation for many years. And this year, we understand implementation to be at an inflection point. Our expectations for improved data quality and reporting are high. We expect to see clear linkages between the substantial investments in Compass and other management systems and better, more efficient programs for displaced and stateless people. We are looking forward to close collaboration as we strive to better anticipate, understand, and meet the needs of the forcibly displaced and their host communities in partnership with governments and fellow donors. The challenges we face are complex, but the United States is confident that together we can find the creative energy to meet them head on. Thank you.
I thank the distinguished delegates of U.S. and now call on Russian Federation to be followed by Uganda.
Спасибо, госпожа председатель. Госпожа председатель, Россия.